Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste.
The Lord who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in thy holy hill. The Lord who shall abide in thy tabernacle, who shall dwell in thy holy hill.
You know, and the reason why we're anti-vaccination, it is for a religious reason. Because we're not supposed to touch a dead body. We're not supposed to touch, you know, because it's unclean. You know, sometimes you have to, and then you wash yourself, and, you know, you take precautions. Like, you know, obviously people die, and you have to bury them and things like that. And same thing with animals. Maybe you have to scrape them off the road or whatever. Every single new vaccination is made by studying and cut up babies. Babies that were killed during abortion. And you want me to put that in my child? You're crazy. Yeah. You're out of your stinking mind. It's never going to happen. And that's why I'm totally against vaccinations. Look, so they're sacrificing children and then trying to say that we're making you better with these.
Right.
Look, you're never going to get me to make that leap of logic.
Yeah.
That aborted, murdered children and dead animal DNA is going to make my kid not get measles.
Right.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm never going to make that leap of logic. And I just don't understand how people could be so stupid to be deceived by this. But see, the world loves their own philosophy. And they'll hear the philosophy of the world. But they won't hear the philosophy of God because they're not saved. If God's foundations are destroyed, you know, through the public fool system, what can the righteous do? How are you going to reprogram your child after sending them to school for 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, learning all the world's philosophy and vain deceit and science falsely so-called, and you take them to church on Sunday? Is that going to overpower the programming? No. So you don't want to have your kids programmed by the world. In 2 Kings 2:23, it says, And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and he was going up, and by the way, and there came little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. Talking about the prophet of God. Okay, these kids had no respect. And what happens? He turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came out two she-bears out of the wood and terror 40 and two children of them. So these kids were obviously had a bad influence. They're making fun of a prophet of God. They're making fun of the man of God. And, you know, when you let your children play with other children that believe opposite of what you believe, they're gonna run in a pack like these kids here, and they're gonna overpower your child because they want to fit in and they get the peer pressure and all that stuff. Look, I've been through it. I'm sure some of you have been through it too. And we don't want to subject our children to things like that.